The value of U.S. beef exports in March was the highest since June of 2023 at just under $890 million, according to Dan Hallstrom, president and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation.
I think on the beef side, we're starting to see quite a few markets contributing to this. You know, we have the Caribbean, the Dominican Republic, the Middle East, but we also have relatively big numbers going into some of the larger markets, which even though they're down slightly year on year, Mexico, Korea, and Japan all had relatively solid months. I think you can attribute, especially in Japan and Korea, some of that strength to the rebounding food service sector.
U.S. pork exports in March held strong despite a cooling in leading market Mexico.
But you look at the rest of the world, and the rest of the world more than made that deficit up. You had a very, very big month with Korea, 27,500 tons, up 44%. The Central American region, which is nothing new, continues to rock and roll. They were up 28%. Colombia, down South America, another market that's had a really good run the last 4 or 5 months, was up almost 40%. And Australia and New Zealand continues to show the strength they've seen the last 3 or 4 months as well, with growth of about 60% up to 8,000 metric tons. So I think the bottom line there is that the diversification model works very well.
March red meat exports brought outstanding per head value at a critical time for U.S. livestock producers.
The pork side, we're at roughly $71 per head contribution, whereas on the beef side, we were over $450 a head. So I think the timing of this couldn't be better. We know that with higher input costs in the supply chain and specifically for the producers on the farm, it's good to have a little bit of good news on the value side of the meat products.
For more, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm John Harris.